This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing our journey and looking at the bad moral values that some of us Muslims have or we're surrounded by. And the intent of this series is for a person to change themselves and to change their lives. Because the problems that we face on the face of this earth at the moment, the solution is a simple solution. All of us know the problems that we're facing, the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations, and today we face the various forms of lockdown that we find. The solution is one, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, to flee back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the individual to change himself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change the condition of a people until they don't change their own selves. Thus you find that sometimes we see ayatin mufassalat, we see signs after signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like we find unfortunate Fir'aun and his people, they did not believe, did not repent. We find there may be some of us, we don't see these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and return back to him. أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Don't people see that maybe once or twice in a year that we place some difficulties, some calamities upon you, that you may repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you begin to reflect and begin to ponder. Likewise, another place in the Quran, inside Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah mentions, why don't they repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ, and seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this that we find around us are signs and symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. No one can estimate the estimation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grandeur, the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حِكْمَةُ اللَّهِ, the immense wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can ever understand and will never ever understand. And all of this is from min hikam illahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the believer is the only one that returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for these individuals that we find, life for them is just play and amusement and continuing their journey. Afa hasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha wa annakum ilayna la turja'oon. You think we created you in vanity with no purpose, no ghaya, bila qasdin, no intent, just for people to enjoy their lives and carry on what they're doing. These people don't seem to reflect over the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَنُرِهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show them our signs everywhere around them, the horizons. حَتَّى, another place in the Quran, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ. Within your own selves, we show you the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why don't you visualize, see these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So believers are those individuals. The intent of all of this series that we've been following, that these bad moral values inside our society, that we need to stay away from them. We need to change ourselves. We shouldn't just it becomes a formality that many people with a good intent possibly want to come to Yawmul Jum'ah. They want to come back to the masjid. But the masjid and the khutab, the masajid, it should be one of changing the individual. At-taqarrub ila Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing them close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, remind them about the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the masjid is. That's what as-salah is. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. As-salah takes you away from al-fawahish, illicit misconduct, promiscuity, lewdness, wickedness, all types of evil actions. As-salah تُغَيِّرُ الشَّخْصِ, the prayer, it changes the individual. It's nur fi quburikum, light inside your graves. Light for you inside this dunya takes you away min adh-dhulumati ila nur, takes you away from the realms of darknesses to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only for the person who understands the magnitude and the power of as-salah. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah wa innaha lakabiratun illa 'ala al-khashi'in. Seek aid and assistance via the prayer. It's going to be difficult except for those individuals who have khushu lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. In the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah mentions these 10 or so characteristics of the believing individuals. Successful are those individuals, awwal sifa lahum. The first characteristic for these individuals are those individuals inside their salah, they find submissiveness. Those are the real believers who are missing the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It raises their iman. Give glad tidings to those individuals in the realms of darknesses, in the early morning and the late night. Salatul Fajr, Salatul Isha. Walking in the realms of darknesses, give them glad tidings of paradise. Testify for them that these are people of iman. Those are the real believers who are missing the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, missing to come and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to raise their iman, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to change themselves. And thus we find that these sins that we're surrounded by, unfortunately we find that some of us Muslims, as time and time we've mentioned, it's become common practice amongst us Muslims as well. We delve in these sins. The influence of the society around us has crept deep into our hearts that we begin to behave like these individuals. The Quran mentions, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. These people will never be happy with you until you don't follow their millah. Millah, kalima, daqiqa, has a deep meaning about following everything about these individuals that you find. Their imitations are their dress sense, their speech, their etiquettes. Everything about them, we find that many of us Muslims begin to sway away. We begin to have the etiquettes of these individuals. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned us, مَنْ تَشَبَّى بِقَوْمٍ فَهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever begins to imitate a people, he becomes eventually like them. Eventually, you become like the people he begins to imitate. So, بَعْدَ التَّقَالِيدِ, that we find some things that we imitate of these individuals, they lead us to begin to follow them towards a path of kufr, of disbelief and rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find we as practitioners need to tackle mainstream issues that we're facing. Because there is, unfortunately, I hate to use such words, but a superficial practice of Islam. It's an external garment or a garb, not to sound derogatory, that people may dress as a Muslim. People may approach themselves as being Muslims. But the inner core element, and I would not be extreme in saying of many Muslims, is corrupt. Many Muslims is corrupt living inside the Western environment because the influence of the society around us has crept within ourselves. That is just a superficial display of Islam. We find amongst us Muslims that we find serious problems that we find. Whether it be problems of abuse, of oppression, of drugs, of alcohol, of gambling. We find addiction inside our society. Some of us may want to shy away from it, but we have some serious problems amongst our own Muslims. Speak to any of the a'imma, speak to any of the imams, the khutaba, they will highlight to you that we have physical abuse of men carrying out upon their family members, upon their children, upon their wife. We have mental abuse being carried out upon people that we find. Excessive elements of drug abuse inside our society, alcohol abuse and gambling that we find that exists inside our society. These are problems that we as Muslims, as masajid, we need to tackle. We shouldn't hide the fact that we have problems inside our society. A person who lives inside a society tackles the society around them, tackles the challenges, what we're facing inside our society. If we begin to turn away, then we find that this evil will begin to spread even more inside our society. That's in today's hadith that we find. And Abdullah ibn Amr, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الخمر والميسر, that the Prophet عليه السلام, he prohibited us, made it haram to enter into any form of alcohol, of any form of intoxication, of gambling. وَالْكُوبَةِ وَالْغُبَيْرَىٰ وَكُلُّ مُسْكَرٍ حَرَامٍ, in the hadith of Sunan Abi Dawood that we find. Inside this hadith, many times these topics that we touched upon, al-khamr, the amount of times we've spoken about alcohol, intoxicants, وَكُلُّ مُسْكَرٍ حَرَامٍ, everything that intoxicates the mind of the individual, tobacco, shisha, drugs, all of this is muskir. All is whatever it takes away the mind of the individual is a form of khimar. Ma yughatti al-aql. As the ulama have described, al-khimar is whatever covers, shrouds the mind, takes away your senses. Ma askara kathiruhu faqalilu haram. Fi hadith Imam Muslim, Sahih Muslim that we find. Whatever intoxicates you in large amounts is forbidden inside small amounts. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned al-kuba. Kuba qad fusir annahu naw'un min al-tabl. Is a form of drum that we find, a specific shape of drum that we find, as ulama have described, which is related to musical instruments. There are many times we spoke about this as well. Surah Luqman, The 31st surah, verse number 6. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُدِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Read the works of the Mufassirin, Ibn Kathir, Imam Suyuti fi Durr al-Manthur. Read all the aqwal that they mention. That what is lahw al-hadith? Even if a person goes to review, it's not music. Lahw al-hadith is vulgar speech, evil speech, vain speech. Compare that to all of what most of the people listening today. Rap music, drill music, grime. Listen to the kalimat. Listen to the words that these people that they use. Ma'inda al-ghaya, fawahish. Explicit words that we find they use. وَالرَّسُولَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ مَا كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَلَا مُتَفَحِشًا. The Prophet ﷺ never listened to anything which is immoral, never entertained anything which is immoral, never remained inside that suhbah. So that's when we say that the youth are facing problems. This is the beginning of their indoctrination going into their mind, into their heart, placing this inside their hearts. That's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he mentioned that the heart of the believer is a vessel. It can't contain two things. It cannot contain sawtu rahman, the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kalamullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wa sawtu shaytan. Ahadahuma yaghlib ala akhar. One of them will overcome the other. So the person fills their ears, fills their heart with these evil words. It will overcome them eventually, that they begin to walk away from the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal ghubayra, naw'un min al khumur fi bilad al habasha. Al ghubayra is made from millets, from grains, a type of liquor that we find, alcohol that we find. 10 million tons or so produced on a year, an annual basis inside the land of India. That they make this wine, they make this drink. This was mentioned by the Prophet some centuries ago. The land of Habasha used to extract from these grains and make this alcoholic drink that we find. وَكُلُّ مُسْكِرٍ حَرَامٍ. Then he mentioned every intoxicant is haram. But what concerns us inside this hadith is al-maysir, is gambling. And if you look at inside all the ahadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we look at the Quran, you find always the Quran and the hadith, it mentions al-khamr wal-maysir. It mentions alcohol and gambling together. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begin to mention these two evils together? Naha anil khamri wal-maysir. For what reason? Because you find they go hand in hand. Wherever you find alcohol, you'll find gambling. Wherever you find gambling, you find alcohol. Or eventually, over time, you find both of these two things will begin to coexist. One leads to another. That's the general den of vice that we find. That's what ulama mentioned, a person should be careful of sins, any sin. Because one sin is a domino effect to another sin. As we mentioned, many people will take drugs. The opening door of the taking of drugs is tobacco, is cigarettes. Prior to that, is suhbah, is companionship, bad friendship, sitting with people who have these evil traits that eventually it begins to influence them. That tried this. Kam min shababina, how many of our youth? How many of our youth are good individuals? But sitting with the wrong crowd, doors of vice are open to them. That they say themselves, if only I never was engaged with such individuals. Thus on a day a genuine person will say, Ya laytani, woe upon me. Ittakhattu fulan khalila. Woe upon me. I took such and such individual as a friend. لَقَدْ عَدَلَّنِي عَنَ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِجَّاءَنِي. He took me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was a person who used to pray. I used to fast. I used to come to the masjid. This person, he dragged me away. He influenced me. Obviously, the sin is going to be upon the person themselves. But some element of influence overrides certain individuals. Because some of us are not strong characteristic individuals. We're not strong personalities. Wherever the wind blows, we begin to follow that path. A person should develop their personality to be shakhsi al-qawiyya, a strong personality. It's very difficult to influence an individual whose iman is rasikh, is firm, who believes deeply in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's as I mentioned, a superficial garment. How does that person delve into such evil sins? Because their iman is not rasikh. Their iman is not firm. They're just worried about qila wa qal, external issues, this and that, and that and the other. Rakkisu ala anfusikum. Focus upon your own self to be a strong personality. Strong personality within your home, with your children, with your wife, with your family members. That's what a real personality is. Kam min al ashkhas. How many people come to the a'imma and say, what is this Islam that your children are practicing? That these people around you are practicing? You think this is practicing Islam? يَلْعَنْ وَيَشْتَمْ أَبَاهُ. Curses and reviles his own parents. Reviles them, curses them. يُكَفِّرُهُمَا. Makes takfir upon them. They're evil, they're wicked, this. وَهَذَا شَخْصْ ظَاهِرًا. يُطَبِّقُ السُنَّةِ. ظَاهِرًا is a person of sunnah. But this is how he treats his parents. This is how he speaks to them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Quran says, follow your parents in goodness. Even happen to be disbelieving individuals, you leave them in that which is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than that, if your parents are disbelieving parents, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Remain in good companionship with them. Be good to them. وَأَمَّا نَحْنُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. The Quran says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. كلمة أف كلمة بسيطة عند اللغويين ولكن عند القرآن كلمة كبيرة نوع من الشتم ولا تقول لهما أف. Don't even say أف to your parents. Linguistically it has no meaning. It's a light word. It's just a tat. It's a sound of the lips. That's all it is. But the Quran says don't even say that to your parents. Lower the wings of mercy to your parents. Pray for them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Lord, have mercy upon them. When they nourished me, they cherished me, they brought me up whilst I was a young individual. This is what Islam is. This is what Islam is. Quran begins by highlighting this. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This is what the teachings of Quran is that we've forgotten, many of us. Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then be good to your parents. Not good to everybody around you. Friends around you. People around you. Speak to them in loving words and kind words and humble yourself. Bring your humility. Begin it with your parents. As you find that parents are the gates of Jannah, of paradise. If your parents are lost, a person should be fretting, should be despairing, should be upset. That the two doors are broken of paradise. The entry of paradise has been blocked for that individual, or make it more difficult for that individual. Likewise, both these elements, al-khamr al-maisir, are detrimental, are harmful for the individual, physically and mentally. Study the effects of gambling, the effects of khamr that we find. People are taking drugs at the moment. Look at their personalities. Look at their personalities. Schizophrenia that they suffer from. People talk about marijuana, cannabis being a mild drug. Studies have proven it kills your brain cells. It destroys them. That's why many of our shabab, they can't accept. Because the first problem that we're facing is to recognize your sin. Recognize it's an evil action, not to defend it, to conceal it. This is the first problem that we face inside our society. And the biggest evil that we face inside our society as Muslims, and many times we've mentioned this, is the Muslims who begin to traffic these evil substances. That is the biggest calamity that we're facing inside our society. That Muslims, ما يخافون الله. They don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship the dinar wa dirham and their status and their pride and their postcodes. That's what they worship. And they're willing to infiltrate inside our society these haram substances for the sake of their own greed, of the wealth that they want to possess. And once again, we shouldn't shy away from the fact. It is rampant inside this society. People like us, imams who don't even know people, we visualize it on a daily basis on the streets. Muslims who are serving drugs. Muslims trafficking drugs. Muslims indulged in drugs. Muslims threatening other Muslims with violence and crime and even killing them. It's no exaggeration. This is what the peak that we reached. We are claimed to be Muslims. But we have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No fear of what's the repercussions. And people take these substances. The repercussion that we can see, many of us, 30, 40 years of life, many of our friends that we could see. You could see them, the state of these individuals, of what drugs has done to them. And this is no exaggeration. Some of these people, you could see them on the streets picking up cigarette butts. You could see them on the streets, you feel sorry for them. That this is a person who's my comrade, my class fellow, who studied with me, who lived with me, who worked with me. This is what he has become. Because of what? The taking of these evil substances. Person feels upset. That what has happened to this individual?
And this is the masses of our community, what we're facing. And we turn a blind eye to this. So that's in short terms, both of these elements are an addiction. They are an addiction inside our society. The taking of intoxicants of drugs and gambling that we find is an addiction. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. They ask you about gambling and wine. Saying them is a sin. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. And their sin is far greater than their benefit, the small benefit that people may gain. Another place inside the Quran, inside Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 90-91, Allah mentions, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنتُم مُّنْتَهُونَ. Even read these ayat inside the English language. There's no powerful kalimat inside the Arabic language which makes something haram inside the Quran. There's no other greater depiction inside the Quran. Allah yuqarin al-khamr wal-maisir ma'a al-shirk wal-aznam ma'a al-kufr wal-shirk. Allah equates alcohol, intoxicants, gambling with shirk, with kufr. That's you find in other narrations that some ulama have authenticated. Mudminul khamr ka'abidil wathan. لا يدخل الجنة. But the riwayat that you find, person who's addicted to alcohol is a worshipper of an idol, of a statue. Why is that parable given inside the hadith based upon this ayah inside the Quran? Another hadith, it mentions the person who's addicted to alcohol, لا يدخل الجنة, will not enter into paradise. Harsh words. Why? Because of the dangerous elements of these addictions that we find inside our society. And thus we find all of these actions inside this hadith, inside the Quran, are all the filthy handiwork of the devil. That a person needs to abstain. فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Stay away from it, you may become successful individuals. Al-Maysir, qala Imam Mujahid, Tilmidhi Ibn Abbas. Al-Maysir that you find, اشتقاقه من اليسر, is taken from ease, easiness. Because gambling in general, you find, is a person gains wealth via an easy usage. بِيُسْرٍ وَالسَّهُولَ بِدُونِ كَدٍ وَلَا تَعْبٍ. Person with via ease gains this wealth. People may think that it's a skill or whatever it may be, but that's what it is. Any game of chance, of risk that we find from either party, both parties that we find, is forbidden. That's what the fuqaha speak about, the pre-Islamic practice of Quraysh that we find, of juzur that we find, the camels that we find, that they'll place lots. And you find that six or seven of the party will gain their lot, the share of the camel, and the other three will be at a loss. All this is maisir, is gambling that we find. And today's world that we find, the types of gambling that we find that exist, min al-kabair, Imam Dhahabi mentions, that if a person says inside a hadith, ta'al uqamiruka, come, let us come gamble together, just by game, just by playing a game. Just says that to an individual, without physically placing any money there. فَلْيَتَصَدَّقْ. Let that person give some charity, expiation. فَإِذَا كَانَ مُجَرَّدُ الْكَلِمَةِ مَعْصِيَةً. If just saying the words, come let us gamble, is a sin. So how about physically taking part inside gambling? Is مِنَ الْكَبَائِ that we find. And thus we find, وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّيْهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. This takes you away from the dhikr of Allah. Gambling takes a person away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a side point, al-ab, any game in general is mubah, is permissible. But if it begins to contain these elements of addiction, of taking you away from the dhikr of Allah, tusbih haraman. So many the gaming world that we find, many people they play games, la haraj fi dhalik. But in the gaming world, they're playing of FIFA, Fortnite, or these war games that we find. Ashra sa'at. ليس مبالغة. Hours on end, grown up men will play these games. They will neglect their family, neglect their chores, neglect their work, neglect their religious practices. Hours on end they will play these games, grown up men. Ignore children for a moment, games like Fortnite that we find that hours on end children are playing it, or mesmerizing their mind. Games are allowed, but if it takes you away from dhikr of Allah, your Islamic duties, your religious duties, your daily duties, it becomes haram. It becomes forbidden for you. Anything that takes you away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes haram. Even if it's something which is permissible. Because we haven't been placed on this world to spend our efforts to be playing games. Our effort just to play games. I understand, raha, nis sa'ah, sa'ah, half an hour, in the weekend, a few moments. But this becomes the life of many of us. Then we speak about the Muslim ummah. Then we speak about how we're going to raise a peak. Ulu al-himma. A Muslim ummah is people of ulul azmi, of high spiritual ranking, conviction, effort, tireless effort. That's what a Muslim ummah is. Muslim ummah isn't just a lazy ummah, complacent ummah, playing games, passing their time, just speaking about the world, speaking about the politics. It involves striving and struggling and awakening of this Muslim ummah that we find. And likewise, we find it creates discord and enmity. And يُوقِعْ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. What does gambling do? Creates animosity, hatred between people that we find. And then we find وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. People think that there's some benefit inside gambling that we find, but it corrupts people. It leads to immorality, as we've mentioned. As for the common form of gambling that we find inside our society, يَنَصِيب, the lottery that we find, the buying of these tickets. How many of us, as Muslims, you go inside the shop, you find Muslims buying these scratch cards, buying the lottery. They think nothing of it. Spend a pound here, maybe I may become a millionaire. Read the history about the lottery that we find. You know, some of us may think that maybe I'll become like this, the first individual. The first individual won the lottery in 1994 was a Muslim individual. 17.9 million. Today's term, 30 million pounds. He won. Go and read his history, what happened to this individual. Go and read his history. What was the end of this individual? That some of us may think that money will make me do certain good things inside my life. Money is a source of corruption for many of us. That's in a hadith, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves some of his servants to be in a state of poverty or not giving them much wealth. You know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if I give my servant this money, قَدْ يَفْسُدُهُ, it will corrupt him. It will take him away from the house of Allah. It will take him away from the dhikr of Allah. So Allah knows that I don't want to give this individual this wealth. Wealth is a source of corruption if you don't know how to control it. And thus we find that Muslims who are selling these cards think nothing of it. News agents inside our society, as we began with, Islam is change. Islam isn't tacit approval. Turning a blind eye, well, everybody buys it. What difference does it make to me? There's no harm in me selling it. There's no harm in me selling tobacco. No harm in me selling alcohol. No harm in me selling lottery tickets. I don't do it, but there's no harm in doing it. That's not what Islam is. That is their understanding of a way of life. Tacit approval to everything. Everything, that's what we find even amongst us Muslims, that today that we find the challenges that we're facing, tacit approval. LGBT, don't say nothing about it. You're going to be the odd individual. أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم ناس يتطهرون. This is an old cliche. Get rid of these people who want to be purified individuals. Muslims are in the forefront of highlighting decency. What is morality? What is good character, good behavior inside society that these individuals have forgotten? And then so some of us Muslims that we think to give it to a good cause. Just because the national lottery, 25% of it is given towards charitable causes, it doesn't make it halal. And likewise, the Muslim thinks that if I win some money, I give it to charitable causes, it doesn't make it halal. The end does not justify the means. And likewise, as a side point, some Muslims deal in haram. And they say that I give this, some of the money to charity. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبُ وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ طَيِّبًا. Allah is pure, only accepts that which is pure. You can never bring haram wealth and give it to society, give it to Muslims, say this will benefit you. Read the seed of the Quraysh. When they built the Kaaba, rebuilt the Kaaba, they said, don't bring any money, not even one dinar. Not even one dinar that's been tainted with riba, don't bring it to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَؤُلَاءِ مُشْرِكُونَ. Polytheists. Who understood that don't build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with any interest, any money that's contaminated with haram. How can we today's Muslims build institutes tainted with haram? Muslim society should be a free society to govern itself, to flourish itself. There should be no external influences. from any society that we give you this money so we appoint our imam. We read the script to you. We provide the khutbah to you. We provide to you what to say, what not to say. Al-imam huwa hur. The imam is free to speak from the nusus of the Quran and the sunnah, not to speak from the regimes of people that they dictate to them that this is the script that you're given and you preach this to the people. That's not what Islam is. That is also an addiction inside our society that we're addicted. We are blind individuals to society. Everything that's brainwashed inside our society, we follow it blindly inside our society. People tell us what to do, what to read, what to write, how to influence society. Don't be taken aback. It's a great big scheme that exists even in the Muslim world to brainwash the Muslim society, to brainwash them, to remain dumb individuals that we don't seem to understand that even an average individual is overtaken by this addiction to becoming just a simpleton, a simple individual who doesn't really raise any concern. And that's, maybe people think this is strange, but all this addiction is flourishing where? Gambling is rampant amongst Muslim society, Muslim lands. Alcohol is rampant in Muslim lands. Alcohol is served openly in Muslim lands. People may give the excuses given to non-Muslim. فَأَيُّ دِينَ هَذَا أَيُّ شَرِيعَ مَنْ مِنَ الْفُقَاءَ أَجَازَ. Who amongst the fuqaha have allowed the drinking of alcohol لِلْغَرْبِيِّينَ لِلْكُفَّارِ جَائِزِ. Who amongst the fuqaha? The most that they've spoken about is certain places they can be pushed aside, exerted outside of society and may be allowed. هذا قول ضعيف, a weak statement. But what do we find? But if a person speaks about this, then we say that, why is there problems inside the Muslim society? There's Muslims who are addicted. There's Muslims inside Muslim lands addicted to heroin in the millions. In the millions addicted to heroin. We can't even understand it. But it exists inside our society because of our complacency of what we see around us. Other forms of gambling that we find inside our society. On Yawm al-Jum'ah that we find. On this street and the street by the side that we find, and they study in great detail every other place that you find. There will be a masjid there, and there will be these bookmakers. And you find that these Muslims, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide these individuals. Even Yawm al-Jum'ah, Zahiran Anno Muslim, has beautified themselves, dressed as a Muslim, will go and place their gamble before Yawm al-Jum'ah, or after Jum'ah, will go and place their gamble. This is what we see inside our society. And when we complain about this towards the people, you know what the non-Muslims say? Most of our clientele are your own Muslims. Most of the clientele who come and visit these bookmakers inside your community are your own Muslims who visit them. What response can we give? What can we say now? That we as masajid, or even some masajid don't even want to speak about it, they turn a blind eye to it. It is no exaggeration. There is prostitution that takes place outside the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the street corners. Takes place there openly, rampantly on the streets around us. Imams are just, masjids are just worried about the colour of their carpet, the display of their masjid, the sanctity of their masjid. Quickly close the doors, get rid of people. As we began with, these are the problems we're facing that people don't want to tackle. They don't want to speak about them. Just place their heads inside the ground, it doesn't exist. These are grown up men, some of them elderly individuals who place these bets, think nothing of it. Their pastime, these haram actions that we see inside our society that we don't want to address, that we're facing, horse racing that we find, as-sibaq bil-khayl wal-ibal that we find, racing with horses and camels that we find. But look how we begin to go beyond the bounds that we find, even the Muslim world. I don't want to name places and societies that we find. There's federations of countries that we find who breed stallions to come and take part in the Queen's Derby and to run races, place bets upon them. You know, we know that inside the Arab history that we find, read the shi'r, the poetry of Mutanabbi al-Antara that we find, their poetry is shi'r al-Jahiliyyah that we find, even classical poetry today that we find, poetry that we find, revolves around three elements, al-khuyul, wal-khumur, wal-nisa. That's what their poetry revolves around, upon riding beasts, about alcohol, their banters of drinking, the amount that they drink, and their drunkenness. Then you find that some of them, they write that even when I die, that make sure that I'm buried next to the grapevine tree so the juice of the grapevine can enter into my body and nourish me when I'm inside my grave. That's how they depict themselves. And women, that's what their poetry is about. The Quran even speaks about this. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. These ayat from Surah Al-Adiyat that we find, read the tafsir of these ayat. Imam Suyuti, some two or three pages speaking about the horses and love of the horses that we find and the descriptive nature of the horses. Some ahadith that we find which are weak, speaking about fada'il of Surah Al-Adiyat. تَعْدِلُ نِصْفُ الْقُرْآنِ. And Surah Al-Zalzala wal-Adiyat wal-Hadith da'if is weak. But that's to show the magnitude that is equivalent to half of the Qur'an. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ the khuyul, the horses. وَالْضَبْ هُوَ صَوْت مِنَ الْخُيُولِ التَّنَفُّس مِنَ الْخُيُولِ is the voice of the sound of the horses when they're running. That's what it is. When they're panting, they're running. The striking of their hooves. When they hit the ground and sparks come out. All this depictive nature mentioned inside the Qur'an. But what do we use them for? Just this mere play that we find inside our society. And likewise, we find the casinos around us. Once again, that we find Muslim participation. We shouldn't hide from the fact. Whether we go to Las Vegas all the way to Edgeway Road in front of us, who do you find participating inside it? Read the stats and the figures of which country spends the most of gambling on the casinos. These are facts and figures that these people have collected, not to tarnish us, because we know that these people are full of facts and figures. Look at the list of the people. Like I said, I don't want to name countries and regimes and people and personalities. We can list them if you want. How many, who spent what on one, what night? Then they have the audacity to tell us, oh, but these people, they may give $1 million to a panda bear. They may give something to the masjid. You know, it's like one of us flick a coin to a beggar and spending millions on a night. And then say, well, they do good for the Muslim Ummah. The Muslim Ummah can do a lot more. Awalan, hadha mal is not your wealth. Hadha malullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the wealth of Allah. It's the wealth of Allah. Then it's the wealth of the community, the Muslims that we find. It's rampant in front of us, but like I said, many of us, we just turn a blind eye. That we shouldn't speak about these things. Just let these people do whatever they want to do. Let them live their lives how they want to live. It is a ripple effect upon our society, upon us. It tarnishes us. It destroys us. It destroys our Muslim Ummah that we find. And thus we find that these are foolish people that we find who believe inside this gambling element that we find. Read the statistics, or a person will gain. In conclusion, that we find gambling is wrong because it is a disregard of responsible stewardship. We find gambling is wrong because it involves a chance of gain at the expense of suffering of other individuals. Gambling is wrong because it is inconsistent with a work ethic of scripture. Gambling is wrong because it tends to be habit forming. This for you, these points are not Islamic points, even though they are. This is a biblical perspective of gambling. This is what Christian scholars extracted from the Bible have highlighted about gambling. That's what they've concluded. And we're well before that. These people, they've forgotten religion. That's why for them, all these calamities we began with, they won't turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're just worried about their Super Saturday. They're worried about their drunkenness, how much they're going to drink, how they're going to rejoice themselves. That's all that they're worried about. They're not worried about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not worried about calamity. They're not worried about difficulty. They're not worried about that. They're only worried about their khamr, their khumur, their alcohol, their addiction, their gambling, their fawahish. That's all that they're worried about. If the path is obstacle towards that, then that is their qiyamah. That is their day of judgment. As for us Muslims, we should awaken ourselves. We have the nusus, we have the Quran. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Remind them about Allah. Remind them via the Quran. Whoever worries about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should awaken our society, awaken ourselves. Do not make Yawm al-Jum'ah. Do not make salawat a ritual practice amongst ourselves. That is a key lesson. Don't make it a ritual practice. Make it a ritual practice that changes you, that inspires you to become a better individual, devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that if we don't change ourselves, then we find that these calamities, may Allah forbid, continue inside our society until we begin to make the effort of changing ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to make that effort inside our personal lives, within ourselves, to change ourselves internally, externally, develop a relationship in these days that we're still under a great deal of lockdown, that in privacy, that we develop a focus and devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because al-ibadah fi sir, ibadah in secrecy, in privacy, and pondering and reflecting, wa tafakkur wa tadabbur, is what will awaken the soul of the Muslim. Make them reflect, because when a person is left in solitude, that's when they begin to reflect that on that day. Just like I'm here lonely, that someone may think that I'm lonely at the moment. On that day, you'll be lonely inside the grave. You're going to be lonely inside the grave. You're going to be lonely on the day of judgment, standing there. All on your own, standing there. So a person, when they're prepared inside his dunya, ma yahtam. Person doesn't worry about this plague, this difficulty, because a person psychologically has prepared themselves with what? With meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the thabat and ability to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of happiness and enjoy and content inside our heart that we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.